What if the difference between wealth and poverty wasn't external circumstances, but something entirely within your control? This revolutionary idea forms the foundation of Napoleon Hill's prosperity philosophy. After 25 years studying over 500 of America's most successful individuals, from Andrew Carnegie to Thomas Edison and Henry Ford, Hill discovered that wealth creation begins with a simple yet profound truth: your thoughts literally shape your reality. Consider Edwin C. Barnes, who arrived at Thomas Edison's laboratory with nothing but an overwhelming desire to become the inventor's business partner. He didn't merely wish for this opportunity, he demanded it of himself. Despite having no money, connections, or special skills, Barnes' burning desire drove him to persist until he eventually became Edison's partner and made a fortune selling Edison's dictating machine. What separated Barnes from countless other ambitious young men wasn't external advantage, but his mental approach. He saw himself as Edison's partner already in his mind, creating a psychological certainty that outlasted all obstacles. This isn't mystical thinking, but practical psychology. When your dominant thoughts are charged with emotion and purpose, they create patterns of behavior that attract corresponding opportunities. The mind becomes magnetized with dominant thoughts, drawing to itself events, circumstances, and opportunities that harmonize with its nature. Why do some people transform dreams into reality while others remain wishers? The difference is intensity of desire. Casual wishes yield casual results, while burning desire, an obsessive, all-consuming focus, creates unstoppable momentum. Hill distinguishes between wishing and desiring. Wishing is passive and hopeful. Desiring is active and demanding. This explains why people with identical backgrounds achieve dramatically different results. To transform wishes into powerful desire, Hill provides a six-step formula. Determine the exact amount of money you want. Decide precisely what you'll give in return. Establish a definite date. Create a concrete plan and begin immediately. Write a clear statement combining these elements. And read this statement aloud twice daily with emotion, visualizing yourself already possessing the money. The formula's power comes from specificity and emotional engagement. When you combine clear intention with emotional certainty, your subconscious accepts the goal as inevitable and works toward its achievement. Ever wondered why affirmations sometimes succeed yet fail other times? The answer lies in properly communicating with your subconscious mind, the invisible force that transforms thoughts into reality. Your subconscious works continuously and can be directed through auto-suggestion, communicating desires through focused attention and emotional conviction. Most people miss the crucial element, emotion. You must feel the reality of your affirmations. Your subconscious resembles a garden where thoughts are seeds. Plant positive, emotionally charged thoughts and they manifest as reality. Allow negative thoughts to dominate, and they produce corresponding circumstances just as effectively. The subconscious processes whatever you provide, making no distinction between constructive and destructive impulses. Seven positive emotions that powerfully influence the subconscious are desire, faith, love, sex, enthusiasm, romance, and hope. Seven negative emotions to avoid are fear, jealousy, hatred, revenge, greed, superstition, and anger. When your dominant emotional state aligns with your conscious desires, your subconscious becomes an unstoppable ally. Why do some highly educated people struggle financially while less educated individuals thrive? The difference lies in specialized knowledge applied towards specific goals rather than general knowledge. Henry Ford demonstrated this during a libel trial when attorneys questioned his academic knowledge. Ford simply stated, "I could summon men who can answer any question concerning my business. Why clutter my mind with general knowledge when I have men who can supply any knowledge I require?" Success doesn't require knowing everything, but knowing how to access and apply specific knowledge toward definite objectives. The ability to organize knowledge exceeds the knowledge itself. Complementing specialized knowledge is imagination, the workshop where all plans are created. Hill identifies synthetic imagination, which rearranges existing concepts, and creative imagination, which connects with infinite intelligence to receive hunches. Every achievement began in imagination before becoming reality. The creative faculty strengthens with use and, when fueled by desire, transforms abstract thoughts into concrete plans. No desire, faith, or imagination creates wealth without organized planning and persistent action. Hill's approach includes forming a mastermind group of allies, determining what you'll offer each member, meeting regularly to refine your plan, and maintaining group harmony. When your first plan fails, as most do, replace it immediately. Thomas Edison failed 10,000 times before perfecting the light bulb, viewing each attempt as merely discovering what wouldn't work. Persistence through failure distinguishes successful people. Persistence is the sustained effort that translates desire into monetary equivalent, the power to hold on in spite of everything. Most people quit at the first sign of opposition, but a small minority persists until achieving their goal. Consider Fanny Hurst, who received 36 rejection slips before selling her first short story. After persisting through 4 years of rejection, she became one of America's most successful writers, transforming failure into extraordinary success. Have you noticed how your thinking clarifies when discussing ideas with others? This demonstrates the mastermind principle, the coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. This principle explains why virtually all great fortunes arise through combined efforts. No individual possesses sufficient knowledge, experience, or capital to achieve extraordinary success alone. The mastermind operates on two levels. Economically, by surrounding yourself with those possessing knowledge you lack, creating a team whose combined abilities exceed any individual's capacity. Psychically, when minds unite in harmony, they create a third mind that each participant can access, explaining enhanced creativity during collaboration. Andrew Carnegie attributed his fortune to the power accumulated through his mastermind group of 50 men, stating this principle formed the foundation of his success. By creating a group of like-minded individuals focused on mutual success, you tap into exponentially greater power than possible alone. Hill identifies six basic fears blocking prosperity: poverty, criticism, ill health, loss of love, old age, and death. Before you can put any portion of this philosophy into successful use, your mind must be prepared to receive it. The fear of poverty, most destructive of all, causes people to settle rather than pursue their true desires. It paralyzes reason, destroys imagination, kills self-reliance, and invites failure. These fears are merely states of mind conquerable through conscious decision. Man can create nothing which he does not first conceive in thought. Thoughts combined with emotion become magnetic forces attracting similar thoughts, people, and circumstances. The principles in the Prosperity Bible aren't theoretical but proven by millions over decades, delivering consistent results when properly applied. Prosperity isn't something you pursue but attract by the person you become. By developing a prosperity consciousness, thinking aligned with abundance rather than scarcity, you naturally draw matching opportunities. Master your thoughts and you master your destiny.